Second question was Frida Trigg. Frida, F-R-E-D-A. Trigg, T-R-I-G-G. T as in Thomas. Frida is F-R-E-D-A. That is F as in Frank. Trigg, T-R-I-G-G. T as in Thomas. Date of birth is 4/12/47. And rate of visit is 216/24. Please make copy for Christian Atkins, P-A-C. Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough for the past 2 to 3 years. And shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 76-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and depression, has been previously treated for COVID-19 pneumonia approximately 3 years ago. Period. The patient states that since then she has had coughing spells and has had chest x-rays which showed no active infiltrates. She does not bring up much sputum, denies fevers or chills, and has no chest pains or abdominal pains, and no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. She has been overweight. Next paragraph. The patient's most recent chest x-ray done on 2/13/24 showed no acute abnormalities. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension, previous history for hyperlipidemia and pneumonia, and history for atrial fibrillation with cardiac ablation in 92. The patient also had cholecystectomy in 2013 and bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer in July of 2013. She has had lumbar disc surgery. And right knee replacement. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years, quit in 86, no alcohol use, presently retired. Next paragraph, family history, father died of unknown causes, mother died of complications of surgery. Next oh, can you mention, father had an issue of black lung disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no weight loss, denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, has no urinary frequency or flank pains, and denies any wheezing but has coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, rectal bleed or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain and no calf muscle pains. She has depression. No easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Then I have seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, a med list, valsartan, 160 milligrams BID, Crestor, 20 milligrams daily, sertraline, 50 milligrams daily, and zolpidem, 10 milligrams HS. Next, paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, obese, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 92, respiration is 20, temps 97.5, weight is 196, saturation 94. HE and D abnormal pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmuring in S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organum. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema, mild varicosities. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with negative motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next, paragraph impression number 1, chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is depression. And number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is atrial fibrillation, chronic. Next paragraph. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a low-dose CAT scan of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC and a IgE level. She will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And she will continue with the antihypertensive medications and come for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christian Atkins, PA-C. Atkins, ATKINS, PA-C. Thank you, Dr. Souza.